This is why the idea of a trilateral meeting is very important, because this is the only way to fix it. And by the way, I think as a follow-up, we would need probably a quadrilateral meeting, because when we speak about security guarantees, we speak about the whole security of the European continent. And this is why we are all united here with Ukraine on this matter. In order to organize such a trilateral meeting, your idea to ask for a truce, or ceasefire, at least to stop the killings, as we discuss, is a necessity.
The next steps ahead are the more complicated ones now. The path is open. You opened it last Friday. But now the way is open for complicated negotiations. And to be honest, we all would like to see a ceasefire, the latest from the next meeting on. I can't imagine that the next meeting would take place without a ceasefire. So let's work on that, and let's try to put pressure on Russia, because the credibility of these efforts we are undertaking today are depending on at least a ceasefire from the beginning of the serious negotiations from next step on. So I would like to emphasize this aspect and would like to see a ceasefire from the next meeting, which should be a trilateral meeting wherever it takes place.
Really feel that we can, I think, with the right approach this afternoon, make real progress, particularly on the security guarantees, and your indication of security guarantees, of some sort of Article 5 style guarantees, fits with what we've been doing with the Coalition of the Willing, which we started some months ago, bringing countries together and showing that we were prepared to step up to the plate when it came to security, with you coming alongside, the US alongside what we've already developed. I think we could take a really important step forward today, a historic step actually, could come out of this meeting in terms of security for Ukraine and security in Europe.
We will talk about many important topics. The first one is security guarantees, how to be sure that it won't happen again, which is the precondition of every kind of peace. I'm happy that we will discuss about that. I'm happy that we will begin from a proposal, which is the, let's say, Article 5 model, which was Italian at the beginning. So we are always ready to bring our proposals for peace, for dialogue. It's something we have to build together to guarantee peace and to defend the security of our nation. So thank you, Mr. President, for hosting us.
I think if we play this well, we could end this. And we have to end this. We have to stop the killing. We have to stop the destruction of Ukraine's infrastructure. It is a terrible war. So I'm really excited. And let's make the best out of today and make sure that from today onwards, we get this thing to an end as soon as possible. I really want to thank you for your leadership.
And now we are here to work together with you on a just and lasting peace for Ukraine. Stop the killing. This is really our common interest, stop the killing. And indeed, it's very good to hear that we're working on the security guarantees, Article 5 lies, security guarantees, so important.
And if I look at the silver lining of where we stand right now, we found a solution in 1944, and I'm sure that we'll be able to find a solution in 2025 to end Russia's war of aggression and find and get a lasting and just peace. The situation is very difficult, but that's why we're here.
Thank you, Alex, very much.
He's somebody that, where are we here? Huh? We're